this page, verses from the way of the Bodhisattva, this page. Last Tuesday, we talked about more how rare and precious to have the human body. So actually our topic here is a mindfulness. When you talk about mindfulness, mindfulness means that we really something, firstly to understand what is the right, and then once we understood or once we know what is right, what is wrong, then mindfulness means that then we always aware what is really right, what is the wrong, you know, how we are cultivating the right things and how we abandon wrong actions and how we keep our mind in virtue and how we avoid the negative mind. You know, the mindfulness always we need to kind of look at and being into the judge, you know, how we are doing, how we avoid, and so on and so forth. So therefore, the before to understand right and wrong, we really need to know the support, you know, the body and the human body is something very special, you know, very special, because we can develop our mind very fast in this form. So some history person, they're talking about which sentient beings who have the language and letters, and they're counting higher realms. And those sentient beings who do not have language and letters, and they call lower realms. However, in Buddhist, we talk about six kind of the sentient beings. From these six kind of sentient beings, kind of commonly we can see only two kind of sentient beings, such like animal realms of the sentient beings, and as well as human beings. Then uncommonly, someone see God, someone see demons, someone see something, and so on and so forth. But commonly, we only see two things. But in the Buddhism, they talk about six kind of the different types of the sentient beings. Among from that, the human being, really we can use our brain correctly and also cultivate well. So therefore, this human form is a very special and also very hard to obtain this. In Buddhism, we believe whatever happenings must have cause and conditions. Without any cause and conditions, there's nothing happened. Either you are very happy that you have done some good cause and condition of the for happiness. If you are very suffering, and that is also you yourself done some bad, the cause and conditions, and because of that we are suffering, because of that we are happy. So either happy life or suffer life is very much dependent on personality or behavior of the personal. So therefore, many sentient beings, they do not understand these things. And even you do some understand, but they have no capacity to really develop. So therefore, the human being is very important in order to the practice of the, for example, rejecting and accepting, or good and bad, and so on and so forth. So the human form is almost, we can say, only possibility to really cultivate like such good circumstances and or developed our real nature of the mind. Either you do meditation or mindfulness or other many also way to cultivate a positive circumstances. So that is the reason last Tuesday we talked about the precious human life, the precious this form. So as we human beings, as I mentioned, that we have the knowledge of the what is really correct, what is incorrect. We have this knowledge. And everybody almost know that, oh, if I stealing, if I killing, if I lying, those are the not good. Almost everyone knows. We know. And still many people do these things. So we already have knowledge, but we have careless, you know, the opposite of the mindfulness is careless. So we have very much kind of also careless. Sometimes we do kind of everything undermined, I think we can call, because our self clingings or thinking of only this, what you see, what you hear, this moment, and then thinking yourself is very stronger. So therefore, kind of make blanks, you know, everything else. When you are, for example, when we are strongly angry, we forget everything. You know, anger is what the producer. You know, anger is one of the highest, the bad action. Really, it creates a lot of sufferings or a lot of unhappiness surrounding. But when we arising the anger, then we forgot everything. Even your best friend, even your dear mother, even your dear father, even your dear friend, whoever. And we shouting, fighting, and do many things. So one thing that we do not know what is really the action of anger, how bad, that is maybe one reason. Then other things that we just only believe this moment, you know, this moment. So therefore now we need to cultivate or meditation or mindfulness. For example, the anger is such the bad element of the movement of our mind. So when we have mindfulness, then when anger arising, if we remember, oh, this is not good, and because it not good because it hurts yourself for clearly, as well as also others. So if something hurts to yourself and others, we human beings agreed this is something bad, you know. And also, if something gives joy yourself and others, not only temporarily, but it's really kind of really, you know, joy, then the human beings, they agreed this is something positive. So most of the Buddha's teaching is very much really kind of, how you could say, like common sense, you know, the common sense. So So it's very important to use also common sense. Either you are Buddhist followers or studying on Buddhist, or if you're studying yourself, you know, every and each of us, we are learning. Our purpose of the learning is something getting better and better. No one has learned something, tried to worse and worse. Unless some people who have no mind, then maybe they can. Those kind of people can do learn worse and worse. But most everyone, you know, Tibetan people say has one idiom. You know, when the birth, if you put in house, and then birth always look up, never look down. And then if you bring your dogs, put on the roof, and dog always look down, never look up. So Tibetan people says we should have to be like birth in house, in the home, you know, look up. You know, look up means like thinking how developed the self-happiness or then happiness of the others. You know, I think as long as you are happy, joy, peace, definitely whoever surrounded by you will change. You know, will be maybe smiling, happy, laughing, and so on and so forth. But if our self is full of the anger, and of course our self never be peace, happy, calm, clear, and not only self, but surroundings also affect. It's very clearly. So therefore, mindfulness means that we have to aware of the movement of our mind. How it really happening? You know, our mind movement is very fast. You know, we do have some mindfulness, but our mindfulness is very late. You know, when the mindfulness arising in our mind, it's already gone. You know, whatever the movement of actions are done, you know, the anger, desire, jealous, and everything came and gone, and you know, like completed, then sometimes our mindfulness came, but it's a little too late. And in order to the mindfulness right way, then we really need to know the firstly, very need to be present mind. Always look at the movement of our mind. So actually when you say look at mind means mind itself look to the mind. So these two, who look and who where look, both are mind. So if we be there all the time, so there is no much really time to appear any other things. But even appear, then if we are aware, oh, this is anger, this is desire, this is lazy, this is ignorance. If you know that, then momentary of the knowing, who knows? The knowing by also your mind. So therefore, one object of mind doing little wrong, but the subject of mind also fixing. You know, fixing. So mind can also fixed by the mind, which is very important. Actually, these days, you know, everyone very busy life, rush life, really is very important to be care your mind with or by your own mind, which is very important. So, however, in order to the practice of this, we need the form of the human, you know, the other forms, there is no way, no really kind of power, no circumstances. So therefore, this life, all of us obtain the form of the human. And us, the Buddhist point of view, this is great, the result of the your previous life is merit. And if we don't use the result of the your merit, and we lose great things. You know, if someone cook, you know, all day, you cook, because you want to eat good food. So that's why you cook. And once you cook everything here, and if you don't eat, then I think we are a little crazy, or we are very stupid. Somehow you are very clever, but clever because of the, you have able to cook, you have able to accomplish it of the, your food, you have able to buy, you have able to do, you know that? Like ready-made, now just only need to eat or keep well. But then that moment, if you don't care and don't do anything, then there was not much point. Similarity, all of our previous lives, what we wish was to obtain good body, obtain happy life, and so on and so forth. We produced something. So now the result is here. This is the important. So last Tuesday, we talked about a lot about the how rare of the this precious human life. And that today, or first verses. So if, when having found leisure such as this, means the human body, the human form, which you cultivate your mind, limitless, you know, mind itself is limitless, but we just kind of really block it. So if we use our key point, it can be open. It can be limitless. Anyhow, leisure such as this, I do not attune myself to what is wholesome. There could be no greatest deceptions, and there could be no greatest folly. This is one of the Buddhist masters verses, very famous book, very famous book. From that, these verses came from that. So here we have this precious human life, which we know what is right, what is wrong. So if we don't really kind of cultivate the right things, or if we don't take right things, it's really like we lose big things. You know, all of ours, the wish, the hope is joyful life, better life. You know, that is our wish. That's why we are doing so many things. But the really the seed of the happy and joys, we have to cultivate virtue actions. Virtue thinking, virtue talking, and virtue actions. So normally we talk about three doors. Body, speech, mind. We call three doors. The door, whoever come in or go out, we need a door. And the door is only possibility to come in and out. Right? There is no door, no one can in, no one can go out. So very similarity. The virtue and unvirtue actions, it comes through the body, the speech, and the mind. So these three, you can either cultivate negative or positive actions. So therefore, if really you meditate mindfulness, we have to be aware of the what my body doing, what my speech doing, what my mind doing. These three things we need to be careful, aware, and with mindfulness. us, we live in the samsara, and we need to deal with samsaric people. You know, like the various kind of people. So therefore, we cannot be all the time perfect, pure action. For sure, we cannot. But most people, they don't care anything about the actions. They just only care the wishes. You know, in order to happen of the they wish, they can do anything. So in Buddha or Buddha's followers, they are also sentient beings. They are like us, sometimes doing good things and sometimes doing bad things. I'm not sure, maybe you are doing bad things. I just take my myself example, okay? But Buddha says, if you think this is good for you, and that's you are wrong. You know, if someone does bad things in order to happening of the something good happening in your life, and he says that is, for example, if you kill, he often says that is not good action, and that reduced your life also shorter and shorter. One of the important teaching is that we have also rebirths. So if you really want this life, we cannot say that really I won. Because for surely you lose next life. If you won by the killing or stealing, whatever. These are just, we call karmic debt. So we have to pay back either this form of life or some other life. So therefore, mindfulness is very important. Oh, you know, even if I do something today, maybe I won, but maybe this is not really permanently won. You know, I have to pay back. So better I will be not do bad actions in order to little kind of accomplish it, you know, little satisfied. So this kind of, so mindful doesn't mean that just your mind don't move at all. You know, mindful means really fixing our mind, you know, fix better. We need fixing because our mind is, we don't know how it looks like. Maybe I think sometimes I, you know, nowadays people painting, you know, in this intense, the door, there's a lot of different colors somewhere there. There is so many different colors, you know. White, blue, mixed white and blue, and so many things. So our mind is a little bit like that. So if we don't care, it can be very dirty. But if you really, if you are artist, they make, you know, fixing these colors, put together somewhere, and then we call this is art. It's very valuable, right? It's very, people say, very beautiful, wonderful. It looks like that. But if you don't do that, then we try to wash, you know, all this red color here, blue color here. If you cannot wash, then we try to throw away this cloth, even this very expensive or whatever. So very much like that. If we don't care mind at all, then it can be very dirty. But if we fix, you know, well, then the mindful mind is become very beautiful, ornament of everything, the most beautiful. So in order to fix or fixing the mindful is very important. So mindful has big job, not just only no move of the mind, but mindful is more really look, care and collecting, and then the dirty ones are throw away and they pick up the best ones and so on and so forth. That is we call actually mindfulness, in Buddhist mindfulness. So therefore, firstly you have to really think that we, how we are lucky. We are human beings. There's not so many human beings. We talk about 6 billion or something, right? And the human beings came here, this world is also not so many years. And we do not know how long really will remain also in future. So from this amount that you are obtained here, and we have special quality. Our special quality is not your eyes, not your nose, not your mouth, and not your body, not your anything. But we have special that we can really fix our mind. We can cultivate the quality of the mind. And we can really kind of devise the dirty parts and then the pure part of the mind. So this is that we only human can do. So that's why this body is very precious. That's why this is very important. So if we don't do this, I think then we are almost the same as any other animals. So here, the first sentence that says, I do not, okay, we don't know this etun. Nobody knows your etun.
Maybe to become in harmony.
Okay, harmony. But in Tibet word, dak gegam majinas. If I don't meditate on the virtues or doing virtue actions, if you do not do your virtue actions, then there could be no greatest deception. As I mentioned, our really the quality of the human, special quality of the human is that we can cultivate our virtue mind. We can keep our mind positively and we can make cleaning of our mind. That is particular human quality. As I mentioned, there's no other, you know, eyes, nose, and everything. Even eyes, cow's eyes are most beautiful. You know, really, the Buddha says that we can check, you know. Now, ladies, you need to buy the fake some hairs here, right? Cow, they don't need to buy. The naturally, very sharp, long, pure. So has many qualities, really. The sentient beings has the qualities, special qualities. But our special quality is that something we can cultivate quality of our mind. I think maybe today I want to say use quality. But sometimes you can say virtue mind. Sometimes you can say really the circumstances or seed of the happiness of the mind we can produce. So if we don't do that, so we are really losing. Every day we are losing. So if we not use things, you know, every moment, then we are losing something. We are losing. If you are on the stock exchange, if you are there, if you don't do this, then your stock market really going down every moment, you know, every moment. So it's very important. So that's why here says, if we don't do, there's the greatest deception means, you know, deception means that we're falling. I think deception is like someone makes you wrong direction or something, I think. So we do ourselves the make wrong direction. We look like very wonderful, pure, you know, wash and use some kind of soaps. This cannot make pure us. You know, because of that, then you have to do every day. You know, there's no really way to you make pure. But really pure, we need to make from our mind. So if we don't do, then we deception ourselves. So therefore, they could know gratefully. I think the fully is more, English more kind of stupid, isn't it? So we are really something doing wrong. So therefore, cultivate virtue actions. As we already talked about what is the virtue action, what is the unvirtue actions last days, right? And then next sentence, kate daki teto ni mungwe shechon yilu nas. Then, and if having understood this, I still foolishly continue to be slothful. So, of course, even human beings, many human beings, they don't understand what is really virtue, what is really special quality. Of course, the religions, they're talking about compassion, loving kindness, wisdom, all these kind of things. They have great message, right? But in the 6 billions, many people, they don't care about any religions. Many people care little religions, but they don't care religions advice. Then many people care a little bit advice, but they cannot do anything. Really, they apply. So therefore, here says, if having understood, if someone really understood that this precious human life is very important, and the virtue actions are very very important, if someone understood that. However, still we have laziness. You know, laziness, Buddha, he described in 3 ways. One is, you never change your behavior. So therefore, you never learn anything. That is one kind of laziness. And then another laziness is that we have strongly think, oh, this I cannot do. You know, this I cannot do. Even you never start, and still we think this we cannot do. This is a very stupid way of thinking. Of course, if you start something, then you think this is very difficult. That may be possible. But if you never start, and still we think, oh, this I cannot do. That's common sensely also not correct thinking, right? So therefore, there's another, the laziness, something that I cannot do. And then another laziness, okay, I will do. You know, now he said, I will do. You have strongly, you say something positive, and you have stronger wish to do something, and then I will do. But never will never came. And every moment we are losing our life, you know, life is gone every moment. So therefore, what he says is that I still foolishly continue to be slothful. And here more like we understood everything, but still we think that we will do, we will do, we will do, and so on and so forth. So, we never know our life is how long left. That is the problem. If you have a guarantee that your life will be remaining until something, something, and then we can say maybe I will do. But we never know the life is how long left. Surely we will going to die, but not surely when we are going to die. And also there's no certain what kind of circumstances can be take our course of life or take our life. So even the master says, even with people supposed to think the food, the medicines are some kind of for keeping our life, but those can be also circumstances of our life. So therefore, there is innumerable circumstances to kill our lives. But it's very few circumstances to really keep our life afresh. And of course, and never ever can be kind of keep our life for permanently. So therefore, the next 2 sentences, when the hour of death arrives, tremendous grief will rear its head. So then we have great regret. You know, if I done something, then it wouldn't be happening this and that and so on and so forth. So other things is that whatever we does in all our lifetime, so when the death came, there's nothing really useful or helpful. you know, they cannot increase your life, they cannot change your life, or they cannot take back our life, and so on and so forth. So if the lifetime, if we don't really do any virtue actions, then the result of the, as I mentioned, the bad actions, the result is it gives the sufferings. So all our lifetime, whatever we've done, is when we are ending, nothing follows with us. So tomorrow, or moment of the dying, again we are empty hand. We need to start again. So when you start something, we need really wisdom, method, not enough, need to merit. If we have lack of these three, we cannot achieve anything almost, you can say. Even you somehow obtain human forms, but lack of wisdom, lack of method, lack of merit, it won't happen any positive things in our life. Some people even not that wisdom, not that skillful, but some merit. It's everything happening positively, effortlessly. But then some people has also wisdom and also skills, and they can fix wonderful life. But if you are lack of all those, then even form, often human, it won't really much happen. So therefore, when we have life healthy, free, then meditation or mindfulness on the, our action, fix our mind, which is very important. So the next one, yamme zoki yirin to dagulu la sechen nan joba mze member be senon joba demzas. And then this third verse is very Buddhist teaching. So then he says, if my body blazes for a long time in the unbearable flames of hell, inevitably my mind will be tormented by the fire of unendurable remorse. So, as I mentioned, Buddha talking about six kind of realms. One is we call hell realms. The hell realms, the main cause and condition to be born hell realm is anger, action of the anger, the mind anger, the body anger, the speech anger. You know, anger can be all these three. You know, body anger means that you are really hitting, you know, and killing, and speech anger is shouting, and then mind anger is boiling inside, right? The mind anger is more king. So through these actions, and those actions are will lead us to the hell realms. If we be born in the hell realms, there's two ways the hell realm beings are really suffering. One is by the fire, the boiling, heating, cutting, and etc. And one is the more freezing. The fins are no problem for freezing because we have good jacket and also sauna. But maybe I think we cannot carry sauna in hell realm, then problem. But anyway, if we born into the hell realms, then there's no way to even, you know, moment of the thinking of virtue actions, because entire lives they're just suffering. So there's no way to really even think of the virtue actions. So therefore, the being who be born in the hell realms, they have to remain very long time. You know, very long time. Eons. So therefore, here talking about long term, you know, long term.
Our human life is only 100 years, but the hell realm's life is many, many thousand years. So therefore, during those times, just only suffering, there is no peace, there is no happy. So therefore, there is no way to really think of the positive thought or talk and actions and so on and so forth. And as long as we lack of those, and there is no way to free from the hell realm. So therefore, if we born into that, then we will be remaining very long time. So think of those and then meditate mindfulnessly with your virtue action, virtue think, virtue talk. And this is really also can be cause and condition of the world peace and your home peace. You know, everything is there. So therefore, it's very important to think two ways. One is the negative result is harmful sufferings, and the positive result is the great peace, wonderful. So if you know these two things, then maybe you will choose wonderful things, I think. And then next sentence, 현대 예컬 팸부사 저지 따디 예진이 너니 희동 대현대 희원이와 대천나스. Okay. Having found by some coincidence. The Buddhism actually don't believe coincidence, but this coincidence means just kind of example. You know, we found this because it's very hard and difficult to find the human forms. So this is some kind of coincidence. Of course, this is not really coincidence, but just way of talking. So we found this. And then beneficial state that is so hard to find. So as I mentioned, this form, human form, is really the source of the benefit of yourself and others, and source of the happiness, yourself and others, source of the peace and others, source of the all kind of qualities for yourself and others. So which we found this, which we have this, which we are in this now, okay? So we all know this. We all well this. So here says, if now, while able to discriminate, I once again led into the hell. So here also says that we understand. We really know this is precious. We can see if we born in the animal realms, better than hell realms, because you can get grass and water at least. Really. And also you can be in the nature. We like good nature, right? So they live in the nature. But still, how much they have fear, you know, when you go to the, even close to the animals, they run away. When they hear of the sounds, they really run away because they're very scared. Inside is full of the kind of fears, not really peace. You know, for example, if you see some human beings and we are happy, we say hi, shake hand, may you can be good friend, and so on and so forth. But that the animals, when they hear something, sounds, human sounds or whatever, they just run away. And also, they each other also killing and eating and so on and so forth. So therefore, there's no really such peace, happy, joy. So therefore, compare those, our human beings, are more calm, clear. You know, if you don't do bad things, I think you are almost fine. No one really come and to, you know, kill you, right? So therefore, much, much better you can see, right? And on the top of that, then in the thinking of the virtue actions, unvirtuous actions, whatever, these are the really we can cultivate. You know, we can do these devices things. So therefore, now while able to discriminate or knowing or understand all these things, all these are the really, we know this body is source of the benefit, source of the happiness, and so on and so forth. But if we don't apply anything, and also some people do wrong action, doing such bad things, and which really leads to the hell realms directly after your death. So then you're now saying, how they can do this? You know, if this happens, how you can bear this? And will be great suffering and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway, that if we do that once, okay, once again am led into the hell, then we need to go to continuously, okay? Then, as though I were hypnotized by a spell, and even I do not know what is causing me confusion, what is the dwelling inside me. So it means that I think in the Indian ancient tradition, the people have some kind of power, you know, the meditation. Meditation has many different levels, okay? We have to know meditation, many different levels. So really, like, if we can keep our mind very kind of stabilized, you know, stabilized, and there is really power, and that power is like individually invisible, and there's no any forms and such things, but there is power. So those meditators with this meditation and they're thinking to harm others, you know, they don't need to do anything. But they stabilize of the mind, kind of using, you know, forward to the those special objects, and they can do many things. So here are talking something like that. So person who have totally aware this is wonderful life, and this life you can cultivate virtue actions, or you produce good circumstances for future happiness and so on and so forth. If you don't do, then they say maybe you have, you know, some this kind of hypnotist. So anyway, your mind is not working properly. Dalan, the same method says, I shall reduce this mind to nothing. This maybe English translation is not very clear as Tibet. And Tibetan, they says, you should think that you don't have mind. You don't know why that you really cannot do the virtue things. So you should analyze yourself, what is the really wrong? No, we can think ourselves, really, we are very little to use our positive thoughts, positive actions. And such the cultivate of the quality of the mind is we use very little. Why it is happening? You know, we need to think ourselves. No, why we cannot cultivate virtue actions? Why we cannot do really mindfulness? We need to think. You know, here says, Dog Kona Jihius, what is the dwelling inside me? So today we need to think that. Of course, if someone you have done good things and you are really doing exactly almost what he is saying things, you should rejoice and think that, okay, I'm right. I have to do continuously. But if we cannot do that, if we are mostly when the anger can, in your mind, and we do say everything, then after we say sorry, but next again the same things, and we say sorry, and this sorry is really fake, you know. Right? But of course, better than nothing. Sorry is still useful. But if you do many times, Maybe the story is not any more valuable. Oh, so therefore we need to check in our mind how it really functioning. You know, mindfulness is something, as I mentioned, fixing our mind. Of course, if you do meditation, mindfulness, then you can do many ways, you know. Either you sit on your cushion, sit correctly, like legs, we call Vajra posture, and stretch, and you can do meditate that way. But then other things, even, you know, like whatever you do, such like dealing difficulties, you know, some difficult circumstances, if we remember of the using mindfulness, it's really important. You know, mindfulness means that whatever your mind doing, and your mind must be with that. You know, mind, look by the mind is important. So we mistake many things physically, and because of the, we are not with our mind. And mentally we mistake because we are not looking by the our mind. So therefore, there is many mistakes. And the mistake infection is then unharmony. No, infection of the mistake is unharmony. So therefore, mindfulness is good for in the on the cushion, but even more good for the dealing with your daily life things. Okay, then maybe we should stop here. If you have some question, happy to hear. No question, also good.